Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hi guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent. So listen, I was going to tell you this just there.
Are we going to say hi first?
Fine.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
I don't think I've ever heard your voice get that low. That was like, hi. Sorry. Go ahead.
I've been practicing. You know why?
Practicing because, low notes?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I found your fucking hugging my inner teen. I searched it because we listened to it when we went to Columbus.
You searched for my playlist?
And I found it. Oh. I found it.
That makes me feel vulnerable.
And I added it and I've been listening to it.
Really?
Why? Because it makes me cry. But I'm obsessed with one song in particular. I'm sure you know which one.
Well, does it make you proud?
No.
That is Wolves? A good
one. No, not her. Not that singer. I love their work.
Yeah.
But it is a different singer.
Is it as a child or older than I was?
Mm-mm.
None of them?
No.
Who is it?
Doomsday.
Doomsday is coming up. Yeah. That one is so good.
It's one of those ones that the more I listen to it and like understand the message of what she was because I looked up what she
Lizzie McAlpine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Lizzie McAlpine, Doomsday. And she literally says, to me, I'm describing like the end of a toxic relationship, which I mean, it feels like a death. It feels like you're dying.
Yes.
It's a grief, but it is still something that's necessary. And like listening now to it, I cried on the way here and I was like, you son of a bitch. This is why I listen to ass shaking music on the way here, because I'm like dabbing at my mascara. Like, no, I have to be on camera.
Listen, I didn't tell you to search and find it and then listen to it. Okay.
It's so good.
Do not put multiple decisions you made on me. Okay.
You introduced me to this.
You're welcome.
But it's your fault.
I'll tell you, on the way to Columbus, it was a huge confidence boost and also so embarrassing at the same time, because I wanted to show Corey some songs. And he was
sitting up front together. I was in the back. Fine.
Mom and Dad were up front.
Yeah.
And so I start singing along with it, and he's sitting there like this, just cheesing like a child. And he goes, it's crazy that you can sing like that.
He was in awe. He didn't stop talking about it. He was like, I didn't know she could sing. Like, I knew she could sing, but like, she like sings like they're singing the songs. And I was like, yeah. He's like, why didn't you ever tell me that? And I was like, what? That's so weird. Why would I? And also, I've heard it my whole life.
Yeah.
So like,
if anything,
for me,
I'm over it.
Yeah.
Well, I just think, to me, I'm like, yeah, of course you can. Like, it's not a...
Well, it's funny because...
It's funny that people don't know that about you. So then when they hear it, they're like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, I've heard her belt Celine Dion, okay? It is hard to hit those notes. Well,
but people who've known me my whole life have heard me sing and have been like, could you fucking not? Could you just do less? Like, it's not that serious. There is no one here.
You do scream sing a lot, but it is impressive.
Well, thank you.
But it is also scream sing.
It's also very loud. It's belting.
It's belting.
It's belting. Don't call it screaming, okay? But.
It's a scream singing.
Yeah, but scream singing is like.
That's true. But you could also do that.
Well, I like not to. But there was a show, I don't know if you guys remember it. It was like, there was a secret camera in people's cars that would catch them singing.
Yes.
I
think about that all the time.
I sing like that show's making a comeback all the time.
Yes.
Because you can't tell me that there might not be a camera in my car recording me.
Because it would always be like the person who was the passenger was in on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, there was one where they start like fucking hooking up on the side of the road. Do you
No, but I
and
know.
And the husband is like... So they even pull back and they're like, by the way, just so you know, the husband knows the camera is on and that we are on TV right now. And he is like letting the girl like get on top of it.
VH1 was
wild.
Uncalled
for. I should not have watched it when I was 14 years old. I'll tell you that.
But you know what? They wouldn't catch me singing. You know what they would catch me doing is picking my fucking nose. And I know that. I know that. And I feel like there was a compilation where they were like, this is what we caught people doing. And it was like them picking their nose or just like spitting or making gross sounds. Like that's what they would.
Sorry.
I would never get a record deal because I'd be too busy picking my fucking nose. That's what would happen.
That's the truth.
But yeah, everyone who's heard me sing my whole life is always like, can you shut up about it? And Corey.
I loved it.
Corey sitting there and being like, wow.
He was
so. Unusual.
Well, you also then were like, oh my God, I don't want to do it anymore.
It was embarrassing.
Like, you feel like you're putting on a show.
Right. Somebody. Because now that I think that he does think I'm putting on a show,
he's going to be really analyzed.
Well, no, not even that. Now I'm a fucking douche because now I'm continuing the show. You know what I mean? I feel like a fucking dick because I'm like, oh, you like that. Listen to this one. Let me put this one on. But I do like to sing my music.
No, it's good.
A lot of times I pick singer-songwriters. Because I like to sing along with them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I was going to tell you something, too.
Well, we can segue that into, hey, guys, we did our first live show.
We did do our first live show.
It was incredible. It was amazing. Everything was chef's kiss. Chef's kiss is all around. Mm-hmm. Did I think I was going to have to get on medication? Yes. Mm-hmm. Did I?
No.
No. I raw dog that shit.
You really
medication
did.
Free. And I think I did okay. Now, I was shaking the whole time.
You were really shaky.
I was a fucking chihuahua for it. However, everybody else was too. Mm-hmm. Because we met people at the meet and greet afterwards. And then they were shaking. And I was like, oh my God, twinsies. We're both just like little shaky bitches. So
I wanted to grab people and just hold them so tightly to steady them.
I want to say, if you're feeling nervous in any way and you're like, especially if you're meeting us or anything, just know we also are the same. And if you're shaky or your voice shakes or anything, fucking it's happening over here as well.
You're in good company.
You are. So don't worry. It's
Be
all
happy.
Good. We're just having a good time. I think that's truly what it was, which I didn't know how the show was going to go over. Mm-hmm. So we've been planning it for a while.
And it's a completely different format than we've ever done on stage or off.
Yes. So we've been planning it. And we've been performing it, sort of.
To ourselves
or to my husband. And both of those, honestly, not the greatest audience.
Definitely not the greatest audience.
Corey's fine, but like, he's not you.
Right.
So
and
I
we
don't
would
think he
do
gets
jokes.
Our humor as much as like you would.
And well, it's also different, too.
He would chuckle, but it wouldn't be like.
Well, think about it. Whenever you watch comedians on TV, you might be like, ha. But when you're in the venue with them, there's like an energy that kind of amps up everything.
Yes.
And so I think that's part of it.
It was so different.
Yeah.
So I didn't know how it was going to go. It was incredible. Everybody was having such a good time. Mm-hmm. And like, we had such a good time. But I did want to tell a story real quick So the first thing I want to say is I am wearing a shirt that we received.
Oh, yes.
As a gift. We received so many super fucking cool gifts, by the way. This is from Carrie and Amanda. They own a bed and breakfast. And
which crazy coincidence that the bed and breakfast that they own was right down the street from
where you used to live.
Yeah, where I lived in Canton.
So crazy. I can't wait. I will go there. Don't worry. I'm coming to you. But it does say Jerry and Sierra for president. So I love that.
And I love that it's in like the American Horror Story font.
So so good.
Hell yeah. Because that's what it would be for sure.
100%. Someone did drive us. Legally, illegally, I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I don't know how plants work.
But they did bring us plants from Canada.
They sure did.
We're very excited. I have mine on my sink, like right above it.
So I should put mine there.
So cute. Right on my window.
I have it in the breezeway, but I don't want it to get too cold. But Canada's cold.
Yeah.
So maybe it's okay.
I don't know a lot about this plant. We had very little time to talk. We were getting yelled at so much to keep it moving.
Yeah.
But what I wanted to say is,
we're not good at keeping meet and greets to a time frame at all.
That's definitely our bad. But what can it feels like we're hanging out with our friends.
What am I supposed to do? Get off my back.
I can't help it. So that night, we get back to the hotel after everything is done. Mm-hmm. First of all, I just want to say the venue was great. However, it was jarring because normally after we're done, we have people that talk to us afterwards as we're loading things up.
Yep.
And we went back to get our stuff. And then it was like fucking no one was there.
Like, no one
left.
It was wild.
We were like, hello. Jarring and also kind of scary because then we just walked out and waited for an Uber. But yeah. We Ubered back to our hotel. We're hanging out there. My friend
Uber driver, 5 stars.
Oh my God, he was incredible.
He laughed at everything I said, which that's all I need from a man, truly.
Like, you get, next time you get comp tickets to the show, buddy, because you are apparently our target audience.
Yep.
He loved it. But we get back to the hotel. Jerry is like, good night, everybody. I'm done. And I wanted to be like that. However, my friend Nicole came to the show and Corey was there.
Your friend. That's fine. I don't need.
Our together.
She's my friend now, too. I want a friend.
No, you're right.
Let me have friends.
It's our friend. She's been my friend longer.
Not that it's a competition. Drink. If you know, you know.
She is our friend together. But I also knew Jerry was not about that after the show. She was like, I'm going to fucking. She was like, who wants to DoorDash? And I was like, oh, I think we were going to go out. She was like, not
have
me.
A good time, everybody.
So we did. We ended up we didn't know a lot about it. So we just went back to across the street from the same place we were at. And it was a small little bar. Very nice inside. Mm-hmm. There was karaoke happening. Corey did do karaoke with 4 women. It was incredible. And they sang. The Killers coming out of my cage. Corey's like, I got this. I'm running up to the because they were like, anybody else want to come and join us? And Corey's like, me. So he runs up.
I love that for him.
He's singing with them. It's so cute. We go back afterwards. It was a great night. I get in bed. I don't think I'm drunk, but I was definitely adrenaline crashing and super tired. Okay. And so you know where this is going.
I sure do.
One of the most embarrassing things maybe that's ever happened to me. And I was going to save it for the Tampa show. Nope. Orlando is what we're doing first. But I was like, this feels like something I have to say on the podcast.
Yeah. Everyone needs to hear this.
It's true. So I don't remember getting up and going to the bathroom, but Corey will tell you, I get up and go to the bathroom more than anybody. And like, there's something wrong with my bladder because he's like, Corey, he actually specifically picked up the bed.
I was just going to say, they spent so much time picking out which bed they were going to sleep in. I was just standing there like, it doesn't fucking matter. But Corey's like, no.
It does because you don't know how much this bitch goes to the bathroom. So we had the bed closest to the bathroom. However, when we got home that night, there was a sofa bed that could be pulled out from the couch, and my friend Nicole slept on that so that she wasn't snuggling with Jerry, which you guys could have. It would have
been
fine.
Well, apparently we're not friends, so that's probably why she wasn't.
Nicole, no.
You did it again.
I didn't say that.
Just now.
Did I?
Yep.
Did you say my friend Nicole?
Yep. You sure did.
When I say my, I mean R. When I say my, I mean R. My, R. My, R. Anyways, our friend Nicole. She is our friend. I would say she's equally both of ours.
It's doesn't fine.
Matter. It
it's
doesn't fucking important. Matter. She's sleeping on the couch. I thought she was going to snuggle you. I must have forgot that in my head because I go to the bathroom. I come back. I'm not remembering this at all. I maybe was sleepwalking. I don't know. I didn't even know that this happened until she told me in the morning, because she gets up in the morning and I said something about, oh, you didn't sleep with Jerry? I thought you guys were going to cuddle. And she was like, no, but I did have someone in my bed. And I go, you did? And she goes, yeah, it was you. I said, what? She goes, Sierra, I woke up and you were coming at me ass first. Literally,
you sat on her head.
Because I was sleeping on the right side,
yes,
of my bed with Corey.
Yes.
She was also sleeping on the right side of her bed. So in my eyes, I was going around the bed to get on the right side. Uh-huh. I forgot that her bed was the first bed. I thought my bed was the first bed. So I go to cuddle in. I sit on her head. I don't even realize I've done it. Because if there's anything to know about Nicole, she is one of those people who is just like
a down ass bitch.
So yeah, like I'm not gonna do this to her. Like I'm just gonna let her.
Whatever. This is what it is.
She even said, she goes, I was kind of cold, and you were like cuddling. So
Sierra goes. Oh my god, I'm basically naked. I'm so sorry.
By the way, I sleep in a sports bra because I normally sleep naked, but when I have to share a hotel room with people, I don't want to be graphic. So I was sleeping in a sports bra and small boxer shorts, okay? So I'm basically nude at this point. It's cuddling with this person who I thought was my husband. So Nicole, I'm so sorry. She goes, and then you got up again to go to the bathroom. I do remember going that time because I got some Excedrin.
Uh-huh.
And the only reason I feel like she didn't fully make it up and it was true is because I remember when I came out, I looked at her bed and I go, oh, is this, do I get in this bed or the second bed? It was like I registered there were three beds, and I remember something triggering something in my head.
Being
to
like,
be like,
wait a minute. I don't remember there being three beds a little bit ago. Why does my walk feel longer to the bathroom this time? Shorter to the bathroom.
Ignored it and went back to bed. And she was like, yeah, so you did sleep with me for a little bit. That was probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me in my whole life.
That is amazing.
Nicole, if you're listening, I'm so sorry again.
And if you
I told
see,
her too, I said, I will never stop thinking about this. And I have it.
Oh, of course.
For
that's
days.
One of those things that you wake up in the middle of the night
I'm
and
like,
you're like,
god damn.
If you want to see the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to me in my life, then you got to get tickets to the show. If you're in Orlando, we're there tonight. You like, come.
Come on. Come to our show. And if you're not in Orlando and you're in Tampa, we're going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
So come to our show tomorrow in Tampa.
This sweatshirt that I'm wearing, our dads actually came to the Columbus show.
I can't promise that they're going to come to any more, but they might. You don't know. They might surprise us. They might surprise us.
They might surprise us. But
maybe Florida.
This sweatshirt. I got actually in my Nuuly box, and I told my sister beforehand, I was like, just so you know, I am going to give this to dad to give to me. So if you see any kind of documentation of dad bringing me a sweatshirt that says favorite daughter, I gave it to him to give to me. Okay. So don't take offense.
That was so funny.
However,
I think I still might be. I mean, come on. Is anyone going to fight me? I don't think so.
Anyway, I went to Monster Jam last night with my kids.
How was it?
It was fun. It was fun. It was very loud.
Oh, I know.
I'm kind of into it.
You didn't put headphones on?
I did
not. I
would
have myself had to put headphones on.
No, I mean, because I've been at like concerts and stuff and it wasn't.
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
It wasn't so bad. But like other people did have like dampening things in. And there was many a time where I was like, I think I fucked up not doing that. But
I will say I was at your house the other day and your son made me watch some with him.
They're loud.
Well, they are. But also I was kind of into it. Because there were moments where they're like tipping and I was like, yes! Oh, shit.
And then they were
like, boom.
I watched a fucking monster truck do a headstand. It was on its front tires and it was wiggling its back ones. And I was like, why am I kind of into that truck?
Why am I turned on?
Is that weird? Freaking, they showed the drivers beforehand. They're like, here's so-and-so with driving Megalodon. And I was like, Megalodon's driver is fucking hot.
Really?
Yeah. She's such a babe. She is.
I knew Megalodon's driver would be a woman. Fuck yeah.
I don't know if it, and Gravedigger was a woman as well.
Hell yeah.
Also hot. So all the women drivers were hot.
Of course.
And then there was some guy drivers who I was like, why do I feel like you would scare me? at a bar.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You would be at the local restaurant, mm-hmm. at the bar. Anytime I walk in there, for some reason, you're there. Maybe you live there. And you give me weird fucking vibes.
Yeah.
Those were those drivers as well.
I can almost picture it. Exactly.
They do like donut competitions. Now, another thing I found out I'm fucking into.
You know what's weird though is that sometimes those guys are the people I'm most comfortable with.
I promise you, if I showed you a picture, you would not.
Wrong. Okay. You'd well, no, so I only wrong. Say that because as a former bartender,
okay.
I said this to Corey one time. We went and got our oil change together, and the guys there were so like fucking, they could be in a motorcycle gang.
Oh, it wasn't. It wasn't didn't motorcycle.
Even give that. Oh, it was like semi-truck driver.
Kind of.
I'm sorry. I don't
kind
mean
of,
that.
And also like. Substitute teacher who takes his job too seriously.
No. Okay, I see you.
You know
I
what I mean?
You.
And yeah. like small.
Okay.
Okay. Like big truck, obviously overcompensating.
Yeah.
That's the energy. Got bullied in school and now I'm not sure what you're going to do. Like yeah. that's the energy.
I feel you.
But there was also
no
like motocross people.
Semi-truck drivers.
Oh, it's all a fucking joke, okay?
Yeah.
Relax,
yeah,
people.
Relax.
Also, no disrespect to substitute teachers who take their job seriously. It's an important job. But so they had, like, motocross people.
Yes.
Okay? And so they were driving the dirt bikes, right?
I didn't know that was a part of it.
Well, it was the halftime show.
Okay.
I didn't know they had halftime in Monster Jam, but they do.
They have to go back there, chug their water bottles.
They literally... Well, I think they have to fix the cars.
Oh.
Because they fucking... Wreck.
Do they?
Yeah, fucking gold digger. I'd say gold God digger. Grave digger flipped so many fucking times.
Oh my God. See, the ones that your kid made me watch with them, it was very much like just they would get to the teetering edge of flipping.
No, they flipped. Because different tracks, I guess they have to get used to the different venues and stuff. So yeah, I watched Grave Digger flip and Megalodon flipped. Megalodon flipped so hard that his fucking tail came off.
I know.
So the motor guys are going.
Yeah.
I'm fucking into that.
Yeah.
They're flying through the air and they're kicking
cool.
their legs off.
That shit's so
they
cool.
They landed on a giant inflatable ramp. Now, one guy who's also in Nitro Circus, he's been doing this for 20 years, watched him do the sign of the cross before he did his trick. He does a backflip, goes into the air, does a backflip, lands. Bike takes off without him. He's
what?
Skids on the ground. And I look down because I'm watching it on the TV, but I'm also watching it down in the arena. And he's just on the ground laying. And I'm like, great. Oh. Fucking great. He did get up. Medical. They pause the show. Like all the dirt bikes just fly off. They're like, I got to go see what's up with my friend. But then they came back and three of them finished the halftime show.
My God.
I know.
That's so scary.
So scary.
Wow.
Yep.
What a show.
What a show. And then my kids were like, I'm tired. I want to go home. And I was like, good. I'm over this. Okay.
So you didn't even stay for the whole one.
No, we only missed like the last event.
Yeah.
Which was freestyle, which probably arguably would have been the best event to see, but that's fine.
So they called the grand finale.
It did start snowing while we were in there.
Oh, it,
and it
we
was
had
like
a bad snow last night.
Not
you know
a
that's
single,
why?
Not a single fucking salt truck. On any of the roads.
Do you know that's why I texted you so many times? Because you weren't responding to me. That's when I was like, how was Monster Jam? And I didn't want to jinx anything, but I want to be like, you get home safe? You okay, girl?
I was driving.
Because I know you were.
I white knuckled the whole way home.
I was so fucking
was like
scared
maxing
for you.
Out at 37 miles an hour.
It was scary. We
yes.
had like a severe weather, winter weather warning.
Yeah.
And I thought, because Corey goes, we got a severe winter weather warning. And I go, I don't think it's going to affect any of us. We're not leaving the house. And then immediately I was like, oh, but Jerry is driving very far
mm-hmm.
in the dark
mm-hmm.
with children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you didn't text me till this morning. I was fucking shitting myself.
Sorry.
I was so scared.
Because the last probably 20 minutes, Forrest woke up from sleeping and was scream crying.
Oh,
and
right.
I was like, how do I get this to
yeah.
fucking stop? And I was like, why don't you just close your eyes and try and go back to bed? Mm-hmm. And Rainey goes, he's been screaming with his eyes closed. They are closed. And I was like, well, fuck.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I was white knuckling it the whole goddamn time. There were so many cars spun out on the side of the road.
I hate
there were
that.
Just, we were driving by and seeing parts of cars. There was like bumpers here, fenders there, other car parts
that's
that fall off.
One time whenever I drove to Columbus to go pick somebody up, and I remember seeing just like at one point there was a semi truck and it looked like it was they jackknife. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So oh, yeah.
In the median.
Nope.
Just like that. And nobody was, must have happened so recently that no one was stopping. There was no cops. There was just like that. And then like we probably saw seven other cars spun out or missing parts on the side of the road. And I was like, we have to get off. We got to get off the road.
Yep.
So scary.
Yep. A drive that normally would take an hour and 20, an hour and 30 minutes took us 3 hours.
Jeez.
I'm sore today
from because how I was, tense you are.
Yes. Because I was, luckily my car does have like snow mode.
Yeah. It was,
so I had
like
it in that
drive. Yeah.
But I was like holding so tightly because
the other thing, you got to be such a defensive driver too in those
moments.
And
I am.
Yeah.
I am. Like my dad was trying to, God bless him. He's like telling me where to go. And I said, Dad, I have maps.
GPS.
Like
yes,
I have
like
a map up here telling me where to go. I'm just going to follow it. And then he would be like, it's getting kind of slushy. I think you might want to get over. You might want to get over. And I'm like, Dad, I'm aware of that. But I also know that there are cars around me and not a one of us knows whether there's lanes here or not.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
you can't see anything.
I'm going to stay where I am, figure out how I can be the safest I can where I am. Mm. And then when I'm not worrying about other cars and what they're going to do around me, I will go into the lane where you think I'm safer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Calm down. I got Fine. It. But he did give me a compliment.
That's good.
He's like, you did a hell of a job driving through this. like, thanks, Dad.
That's the best thing your
thanks,
dad can
dad.
Say. Hell of a job. Hell of a job.
Hell of a job driving through this snow, Jer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Anyway.
All right. So what we have for you today, we did Valentine's Day sort of last week.
I know.
We kind
not
of
really.
Dropped
we
the ball.
We kind of forgot.
Sorry. It's not
we
really that
so
important of a holiday to us. I'll be honest. And
well, we were so focused on getting the show ready that it kind of just like snuck up on us too.
Yeah. So,
and we told you we already broke the tradition of having the guys on. So,
yeah, that was just, we didn't have any plans for it. We were just like,
yeah, and it's a lot to ask. That's a lot to ask. And you
people.
Know all that you need to know now.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what we decided to do that we've been asked to do for multiple times that we've said we would do was we asked you all to give us on our Instagram your red and green flags in relationships.
Not just romantic.
Any relationships that you have, familial, any kind of red and green flags. And we're going to read them and react to them and see how we feel.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors. I am obsessed with clothes.
Oh, yeah.
It's a problem for me. It's a problem for my closet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's why I'm so excited to be sharing Nuuly with our audience, because Nuuly is a way to try out trendy styles, colors, silhouettes, all different kinds of things that maybe you've been interested in, but are like going to make your bank cry.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can rent them for a period of time and then you just ship them back.
For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing.
That's another beautiful thing because a lot of places may not have options for everyone. And this has so much diversity, not only in the brands that they offer, but also they have fast free shipping and returns and professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility.
Plus the option to buy what you love.
It's fun, it's sustainable, and you can save because you get to try out a bunch of stuff that you like, or maybe you're like, I don't know, maybe I would like this. And then you get it and you're like, I don't think that's for me, but there's no commitment to buy it unless you really do love it. And you're like, you actually can't have this back, Nuuly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping it.
Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now you can get $20 off of your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code TANGENTS20.
Just go to NUULY.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's, and enter the code TANGENTS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month.
That's NUULY.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code TANGENTS20.
Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
You ready?
Do you want me to like react to them?
Sure.
Okay.
Here's we're both kind of reading these for the
going
first
in
time.
Blind.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read some?
You could, but I mean, you don't have to.
Okay, I'll just let you do it.
Okay.
So we don't have to worry about like
reading the same ones and whatever.
But you've heard of beige flags, right?
Yes.
What is that?
I think it's just like,
It's not here nor there. It's just like a, this is a thing that this person
does. That a human does?
Is that what it is?
I actually know.
I'm going to Google it.
While you do that, I'm going to tell you the first red flag.
Okay.
And I think that we can all agree to this. Rude to wait staff or customer service.
Yep.
I have left a date before because he was rude to the waitress. I was like, immediately no. Because I didn't tell you I was a waitress. But buddy, you just fucked up because I know how she feels and you're a dick now. What?
I've just found what a beige flag is. But you're correct.
Yes.
It is one of the biggest turnoffs ever to see somebody treat wait staff, any kind of service person, working in the service industry.
I'll get the biggest ick.
The biggest ick. Is there something worse that's an ick? I'll fucking fight.
Yeah.
I want to fight.
That's what
I get violent.
I straight ghosted somebody. I mean, I fucking left you at the restaurant. I don't give a shit. You drove me there. I Ubered home.
I'll walk. I don't care.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I'm actually going to hitch a ride with the person that you were mean to. We're dating now.
I actually think that I called a friend, but I went to the gas station to hang out and wait for them to come because I was like, I cannot sit in this booth with you any longer.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by how you just, because you're treating
it's
a person.
It's not impressive to me.
Well, and you're also just like dehumanizing a person.
Yep.
Which, like, why?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
I would say, I don't know if this is another one that's listed in a different way, but I feel that way too when you talk about your coworkers that way.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a way for you to dislike your coworkers and, like, kind of appropriately complain about people.
Yeah.
But it crosses a line when now you're just, like, being mean and talking.
For no reason?
Yeah. Like, what you're referencing doesn't really even have to do with a job or their interaction with you. It's just, like, you're being a fucking dick.
Yeah, you're just being mean.
Yeah.
Well, it's anybody who's just being mean for no reason,
I'm like. That just encompasses it.
Stop doing that. Handle your emotions better, because that's what I think it is.
It's
either you're a really cruel person, and I don't want to be around you, or you don't know how to handle your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And like, stop.
And also icky. A beige flag, for anyone who doesn't know, is allegedly if like someone that you are with exhibits strange behavior without like crossing any lines that's like freaky or bad.
I think that most of Corey's behaviors in the beginning were beige flags for me because I didn't know they were green flags because I had never experienced them. But to me, they almost could seem like red flags because I was like, are you not obsessed with me? I'm confused. You're falling asleep on dates with me.
Yeah.
He worked midnights. But like things like that where I was like, what the fuck?
Don't ever go on a date with me because I'm sleeping.
Right. Well, he wasn't love bombing me.
Right.
And to me, I was like, red flag. But then the more I learned about love bombing and toxic relationships and things like that, I was like, oh, actually. That's the red flag, is that you said you loved me after our second date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
I blame rom-coms.
I mean, fucking same. Love at first sight. When they don't like Taylor Swift or Beyonce.
I agree.
I agree as well. And here's why.
Or if they try and pit Taylor Swift and Beyonce
against
each
other. Well, and I'm not even talking about if you hate their music.
Mm-hmm.
Because Corey's not like a giant fan.
You don't have
either's
to be
music. However, he did let us listen to Lemonade the entire ride home, and
yes, he did.
Actually loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Let us. I'm sorry. We were in charge. Let's be so fucking clear.
Yeah.
But
he didn't complain
one time. No. He was just into it, and he doesn't listen to that kind of music like that. However, the reason I think it's a red flag is because shit like that is almost. Why are you afraid of strong women?
Yeah.
Why don't you like strong women?
Tell me you're a misogynist without telling me you're a misogynist.
Because all they try to do is like empower other women with their songs, with their imagery, it's just like love yourself, love your whatever, girl power type shit. And if you're like, I fucking hate that, but you can't give a legit reason why just because you see them winning and that infuriates you, that's a problem.
That's a huge problem. And like you said, it's not Corey's first preference to listen to.
No.
But like, you can have preferences of music and not hate that other music exists.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's different.
I'm not a huge country fan. I say that all the time. However, people will listen. If I see Reba McEntire, fucking love that bitch.
A single mom who works too
hard.
Who loves her kids and never stops.
I'm not going to be like, I don't listen to Reba, so fuck
with gentle
you, Reba.
Gentle hands and the heart of a fighter.
Keep going. Because I'm a survivor.
I'm a survivor.
Yes.
I tried really hard to like do country yes. vowels and R's.
It was good.
But someone commented about my impromptu singing. So now I guess what? You get more.
Guess what? This is a musical, bitch.
You were upset that you don't have full covers for me? There, that basically was one.
There.
I did a full cover of the Reba fucking intro music.
I was going to say, I know it's intro, but for me, I just hear it on TikTok because I never actually watched that show.
Yeah. So like, I love when people would do those and they would have like the little red wigs.
Yes. Yes. So good. Aw. Red flag said Cancer, Sun, and Moon.
You don't have a Cancer Moon.
No, but I do have a Cancer Sun.
Well, Sun and Moon. Do you mean both of them?
Yeah, that's important. Rachel Lasagna. I need to know.
Hey, if there's anyone I trust, it's someone with lasagna in their name.
But they did also give a green flag, and it's a good gift giver. And I will agree.
I agree.
I'm not the greatest gift giver, but I'm also not terrible, I don't think. If somebody is a terrible gift giver, like honestly has been with this person or known them for a long time, it's jarring because it's like, do you know anything about me?
It is jarring. And here's the thing. I think you can be a bad gift giver and it not be a red flag. I think you can just like be shit at giving gifts because it can be overwhelming to give gifts. However,
it's maybe the...
If you are giving someone a gift and the gift is like...
So wildly nothing that they
kind of not even for them, really.
I will tell you that one time, here's a gift giving story that I could say, because it wasn't a red flag as in I think he's a horrible person. It was a red flag that we shouldn't be together. And that's true. Is that for one of my first Mother's Days, I got a gift and it was a fucking fishbowl. It was a fish. And I was like, I'm confused. But also why? And it was like a beta fish, which I'm like, okay.
Kind of aggressive now as well. And they live really long.
And now I have another thing to take care of. I guess I'm just confused about why you would even think, like, flowers and chocolates would have been just fine.
Yep.
And not that I wanted, I didn't want anything.
Nothing would have been better than a beta
fish.
But
I certainly didn't want a fish.
Well, I'll tell you. That one time I was given for my birthday a mattress wedge because he didn't like that the pillows fell behind the mattress. Hey,
that's not for me.
That wasn't for me. We could have just bought that. We could have, hey, Amazon, we get that Prime, baby, anytime. You don't have to, that's not a gift.
You have to say that's for me.
Yeah.
I get it. I get that.
But I do think.
Maybe we're the piece of shit for that. I don't know.
Well, and I would like to say. Good gift giving does not mean expensive gift giving.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Well, just like so me and Corey have always said, if I say to you, I don't want a gift, I like genuinely mean that most of the time. And if you go out of your way to get me one, I will still appreciate it. But like, I would rather if you didn't have an idea, not do it. And so that's why when me and Corey get each other gifts, we genuinely, I always say, if you're going to, I would rather it be you're out, you see something, you thought of me, and that's when. Not a pressure with a holiday behind it.
Yes.
So, like, we have that understanding with each other. So, like, for Valentine's Day, I didn't get shit for him. And he was like, well, I told you not to.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But I still feel bad because he got me, like, chocolates and flowers and alcohol that I liked. It was just cute.
No fish?
No fish this time.
Not a fish in sight.
Not this time. And I was like, well, it was cute. Yeah. But at the same time, I felt bad because I was like, well, I didn't get you anything. And he's like, I literally told you, why would you?
Right.
I was like, but now I feel like I need to. He's like, I would rather don't.
You don't.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
It's not about it.
It's not an obligation.
I went out to the store. It was at Bueller's. I saw it. There you go.
Yeah.
So there you are.
There you are.
Here's another one. I think I kind of said that, but a red flag, it says saying I love you before you've even gone on a date.
Well,
that's a red flag.
Well, yeah. I would say, does that happen?
Yes. Yes.
That happens?
Yes. If you're just like texting for a while and then they're like, I feel a really strong connection to you. I love you.
Over text?
Yes.
That's, well.
I was going to say, girl, let's be so real.
I think the person who worked at Cedar Point and showed up at my dorm room in Halloween makeup. I think that was something that was developed via text.
Yes.
But I, it happened. No, we had never been on a date.
Yeah. And normally I think it happens a lot when you're young. You have to remember we got younger listeners too.
Yeah, that's true.
But you have to, like, I feel like I understand those feelings. It can be a lot, but you got to know kind of what love is and that it's maybe deeper. Are you willing to? I don't actually know what love is.
I think people should say, I think I do.
I think I like you a lot.
I don't necessarily know what love is. However, I think I feel it a little.
After one date with a guy who ended up being the biggest red flag of almost all of them, he was like, I am so in love with you. It hurts. And I was like, what? Listen, and guess what? It worked. It worked on me. It hurt bad.
I think that there was a time in my life if someone would have said that to me, I would have been like, oh, fuck.
That's where it was.
I got him.
That's where I was. And I was like, wow, he's so in love with me. I must be like the most incredible person he's ever met in his life.
I live rent-free in that head.
No. Mm. He just wants me to think that. So that he can use and abuse me. Yep. And he fucking did.
Yep.
And he did. Supporting your ambition is the green flag, though, in that same one. And I agree with that.
I agree.
Just any kind of support is good without strings attached to it.
Yes.
Not I support you if. Not I support you when. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I just.
And not I support you now, but later I won't. And
I will use it against you.
I will use it against you in a court of law.
Yes. Yes.
Or something, but sorry,
you know,
it happens.
It sure the fuck does.
It happens all
it
the
sure
time.
Sure does. I just really like that this person wrote their red and green flags about themselves.
Oh, I like that.
My red flag is I can eat a whole jar of pickles in one sitting.
That doesn't sound red to me.
Well, the green flag is that they share the pickles. So
I with think who? That that's. Me, myself, and I.
Anybody who wants a pickle.
Yes, I just want to be a pickle. To the person who brought me a pickle.
Emotional support pickle.
To the Columbus show. Thank you so much. Sweet. I fucking love that thing.
That was great.
It says I'll always be around to let you know you're a big deal.
Oh!
Thank you.
I really like that. Thank you.
Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors. I like the idea of thinking about red flags for yourself because it's almost like giving you an idea of areas of growth and like it's reflective in a way.
Totally.
I like reflective.
Me too. And I think that's a green flag. Mm-hmm.
I would say as well, being self-reflective. Yeah.
Someone who likes, I kind of love when people kind of, not when they're mean about it, but if they say like, hey, you could be better at this or not better at, but just like, hey, maybe this is an area you need to reflect on. It's why I like Corey so much.
I was going to say, Corey,
he's very good at doing it in a very.
Get Corey so much because of sports.
Yes.
Corey and I were both raised like intense athletes.
Huge sports. Yeah.
So I can tell that when he is giving constructive criticism on things, it's genuinely because he sees potential.
He's coaching.
And he wants. He knows that there could be improvement in areas and he wants to be a part of watching you win.
Yes.
And like that
no,
I will
not doing it to be mean or malicious.
Right.
It is always just like, I know you can be better and you will be. And he's also, I have said this from day one, he is the number one person for himself for that.
Yeah.
He's a very reflective person.
Because if you can't do that for yourself, I think that it's a red flag if you can't do it to yourself, but you do it to others.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Because at some point, that's not reflection, that's projection.
Yes.
And
yeah, totally.
That's something you need to look at yourself.
We talked about that with him and Nicole when we were speaking on other things. He was like, oh, I fully admit that I've done blah, blah, blah. And I'm working every day to not do those things anymore. Like for him to be like, we didn't even prompt him to say that. We were just talking about him. He's like, well, I've done that. I actually probably still do that sometimes. I can tell when I'm getting bad at doing that. And that's when I know to reel it in and like self-reflect and be like, oh, wait. And I think that's just showing that you're a human.
Yeah.
You're gonna fuck up. Nobody's perfect. I actually hate, my red flag is when I see people, this is actually about more so the internet, I'll be honest.
Okay.
I have a red flag when I see like momfluencers or any influencers who give parenting advice as if they know everything about
As if it applies to...
to everybody? Yeah. I fucking hate that. That gives me the biggest ick. I'll shut it off immediately because I want to be like, what works for you and your kid will not work for everybody. You have to understand the demographic of people is so vastly
and
different.
And lifestyles
Everyone
are so different.
Learns, cultures are different. Yeah. Where you grow up is different. So you saying and almost being judgy about it, like applying like this needs to work for everybody. And if you don't do it this way, you're a bad parent. I see those so often.
Well, and I also and see people who are like, no judgment. And I'm like,
you are judging. You are though. Because you're kind of saying like, this is the way to do it. And if you don't do it this way, it's wrong. Mm-hmm. And like,
although I know I'm guilty of that. And there are some things I will die on that hill with parenting.
Sure. I mean, there's, well, there's like, no, like, don't hit people.
Yeah.
Like, don't beat your children.
Yeah.
Obvious thing. Yes. But like, I do understand that even with gentle parenting, there are some people and cultures and stuff where authoritative parenting works better or whatever. More, I'm not saying mean.
No.
I'm saying more structured.
Yes.
More discipline, more structure. Discipline doesn't have to mean.
Right. And I think there's a misconception
that discipline means beating or like,
well, yes, but also that there is no discipline in.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
But I'm not even talking about that. I just don't even want to talk about gentle parenting right now.
Because I don't want to talk about parenting at all because.
Well, I don't mind it. I'm very confident in the way that I do it. I just also know that my kids are so different than any other kids that I've met.
I think it's that part. It's I'm confident in how I mother and I'm confident that I don't. Have the right to tell you how to do it.
And also, I don't want you to try to tell me because I promise you I know my kids better than you know my kids. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the only thing. I lost it. Oh, no. What? This is my boyfriend's red flag. He makes the scariest clicking sound in his sleep, like the Last of Us clicker. Did you say that before with the clicking sound?
Yeah, when Shane and I were still dating, I rolled over and he was up on his forearms, eyes closed, looking at me going,
that's so creepy.
Uh-huh. Horrifying.
So scary.
Yeah. I would say sleepwalking for me in general, that's a red flag. I think you're possessed.
Well, that's Corey.
Something's happening.
And apparently
happening.
Me.
Yep.
I don't know why, but I've never
Isn't
done
it
that
an
before.
Well, maybe that's a beige flag.
I would say that's a beige flag.
Is sleepwalking and sleep talking.
Because for me, I think what happened was it was the stress of the show. Because I've never sleptwalked and done anything like that in my life.
I think that was an honest mistake. I don't think that was sleepwalking.
I don't remember it happening, though.
Well, that doesn't mean...
I think I would remember sitting on someone's head.
You remember every time you sat on someone's face? Every single time?
Well, if it wasn't... If I didn't mean to, yes.
That's fair.
If it wasn't intentional.
That's fair.
Oh, damn. Someone just said a red flag is not liking country music. Damn. That says green.
Then color me red.
Green is not liking country music, but I swear it's different.
Okay.
I don't know what you mean, but.
Okay.
You get it?
I do get it because I feel like there's different kinds of country music.
Okay, I do. I think I understand what you're saying as
well.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
Johnny Cash country.
Yeah.
New pop country. Very different.
Very different. And I think that if you can say, I don't prefer country, I don't listen to country. However, there are artists and like almost fucking decades of country music that I could jam out to that give me like that warm, fuzzy, nostalgic feeling.
I agree.
But also don't fucking put that on if you have the aux cord.
No, don't do that.
Don't
ruin my vibe like that. This is a red flag. People will make fun of people for liking basic stuff like pumpkin spice or astrology. I also agree
with that. Is astrology basic? Because I think it's really fucking complicated.
It's very complicated, but I think they them label it. I think also pumpkin spice is not super basic.
It's complicated. I've never tried to make it. I feel like it would be tough.
I feel like people who label those things basic because a large majority of people like them or are interested in them. They just, it's almost like, I kind of, sometimes it bothers me when I'm around people who are like, so, want to be so niche and different.
Oh.
That like, everything that I do, they're like, I've never even heard of that. I'm like, you've Never heard of Target. Okay. Well, I feel like it's a pretty well-known thing, but all right. Then they're like, no, I've never, I don't, I only shop like, at, I only shop at thrift stores ever.
See, I think that's the country music thing. Red yeah. flag is not liking country music. Green flag is not liking country music. It's yeah. like, you're allowed to be unique and different and niche.
Don't make people feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like that is a theme because it's very similar to your parenting stance.
Truly. I'm all for it if you're confident in your parenting style. Go the fuck off.
I'm all confident if you're confident in your lifestyle choices as far as music you listen to, places you shop at, food you eat.
Go off. However, when you start being like, I think that you're a piece of shit because you don't do it like me.
Or there's like a superiority thing.
That's what
like
it is.
Like there's a hierarchy.
That's what it is. Well, I'm talking specifically about the parenting thing, but when I feel people being like super superiority complex yeah. on it, I automatically am like, blah.
Because I feel like there's a line.
What are you doing?
There's a line where someone I feel like can educate me, and then there's a line where someone is moved from education to like
you're talking
shame.
Down to me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because also yeah. it's like,
I know
what gives you the
fact,
qualifications?
I know for a fact people feel that way about us with certain things.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
But we've said 1,000 times, there's not a single qualification between us here.
I'm speaking on my own experiences and my own experiences only.
Don't you ever listen to anything we say.
That's what I've always said.
Don't you ever apply that to your life and say we told you to do it.
Don't. But if you do... tag me in it. No, I'm just kidding. You hey. People getting tattoos, you crazy motherfuckers.
Oh my God. The fact that my name is on somebody's body.
Wild.
Wild.
Really cool, though.
But super cool.
I didn't encourage that.
There was, I think the quote was, if I'm the villain in your story.
But the hero in mine, then good.
Then good. Sierra said something yesterday that was like, if you're going to write a story, if you're going to tell a story, let me fit the narrative. Yes. And I was like,
If you're already writing the story, let me fit the narrative mm-hmm. then.
It gave me chills.
I know.
It gave me chills. I was like, bars.
I thought you were
going
to pull the car over. You
I
were
almost
like,
did.
About to fucking
I was like,
pull
scratch.
Over. Hang on.
What the fuck did you just say to me? It changed my life right there on the highway.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. I don't usually have moments like that. Those are normally Jerry moments. They felt really good.
You think those are my moments?
Yeah, you normally have the like
one-liners.
Yeah, and okay. the poetry like snaps. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't feel like I have those as often, mostly because I fumble over my words. But I was very concise with that one. All right, red flag. This is a real red flag. I feel telling me that he doesn't want/won't go. Let me go somewhere without him.
Oh, that is more than a red flag.
That is
jail.
That is
straight to jail.
Actually kind of concerning. That is borderline abusive.
Definitely I don't even know that I'd say borderline. I would
definitely
say
that's, controlling.
Yeah.
So
is
I
that
would
happening
say,
right now?
If that is happening right now, please evaluate your situation and in a safe way. But like that is
this is a time
that's
a, where I'm going
like
to say
the biggest red flag.
Do listen to us, actually.
Yeah.
Because we are qualified to speak on abusive
that
relationships. At
we
least.
Sure are. Feel like I could write a PhD in that.
Write a PhD. A dissertation.
That's what I meant. No.
I'm gonna there get she goes pushed. Again.
I'm gonna get my PhD in my pretty huge dick.
Oh my God. That just reminded me. So I was trying to prepare the slideshow for the show and I couldn't get on the internet. And so Sierra was trying to help me.
Oh my God.
And she was like, we had to sign in, but the box for me to sign in wasn't coming up. And she was like, oh, maybe this is the issue. I think you're supposed to, because I think you're supposed to go to bbc.com. And she goes, oh, wait. Don't do that.
I looked up like how to troubleshoot it. And it was a Reddit thread. And it was like, all you need to do is search www.bbc.com. And I was like, as I'm reading it out loud, I go, don't do that. Don't put that in.
Don't do it. Wasn't gonna.
I think that was someone trying to trick us.
I think that was a joke.
Don't go to that website. Yeah. Probably. I don't know. I'm just saying, it doesn't sound great.
Your dog doesn't like them.
Green
red flag.
Listening to Ladies and Tangerines. Thanks. Appreciate you. Red flag is thinking therapy doesn't work.
Ooh.
You know why? Because it probably hasn't worked for them. And do you know why? Because they can't be reflective.
Yes.
They are so either defensive or I would say probably narcissistic is mm-hmm. the two biggest ones that they're like, it just doesn't work for me, because you have to be able to self-reflect and also admit you're doing things wrong
and
for therapy to really work.
And this is not even just like trendy narcissism. That's like textbook narcissists not able to be self-reflective.
Yeah.
And I think I've been doing a lot of independent research on narcissism, sociopaths, and borderline and schizophrenia. And then there's an overlap between the two, which is, what is it?
Schizoaffective
disorder? Yes, schizoaffective disorder.
There we go.
And so, like, there's some of those, there is an inability to be reflective and to take accountability. Mm-hmm. And, like, so if you are not diagnosed yet and you do have one of those disorders, it's going to be very fucking difficult
for you to be able to look inward and self-reflect and then and take accountability, which can be,
and then make changes that are necessary.
The most frustrating thing when you're with a partner who is like that, who refuses to take accountability, always making excuses, always making it your fault or someone else's fault, or it's exhausting. It is exhausting. Yeah. I'm not gonna read that one. Hold on. Green flag is if someone follows your bit and adds to it, not only laughs. I fucking love when someone picks up on the bit that I'm doing and goes with it. Even if they don't add to it, I just love it when they're like a part of it in some kind of way.
Or appreciates it.
Oh my, that's why I love the Uber driver so much.
Yes.
He was such a green flag because we were doing so many bits that I'm like, this guy doesn't know.
It's weird to say it like that because of Love Island, where they say doing bits means like, you know what I mean?
Fuck it.
So we're fucking in the Uber, okay? And the guy, totally into it.
He loved it, honestly. Claps for us the whole time. No, but so we were like just going off on how we speak to each other normally on the podcast, but he was fucking just loving it.
Yeah.
And kind of adding to it at some points too. It was like,
yeah, because there's almost like there's almost like a fuel that someone can give you that, and that's a contribution to the bit just as much as actually participating in
it. You know, that's how it goes with our shows. Mm-hmm. The fact that like I was so nervous and I'm like, I feel like I'm just gonna blank when I'm up there, but people like fueling your bits, keep adding fire to my bits.
Please
fuel my bits. Red flag, he doesn't know how to take care of his own kids.
Ooh.
I would say definitely yes.
I feel like that is a common thing in society when women are expected to be the primary caregivers. Mm-hmm. And it almost is a form of like weaponized incompetence where like, I don't know how to do this, I default to you. Or like this...
It's going to
be better
mom.
For them. They're going to be happier and more comfortable if you just take care of it. And it's like, but maybe she can't all the time.
And
maybe
so
she
you
needs help.
Need to be an also competent parent.
It's equally important for that child to know that they can rely on both parents.
Yes.
And not need one of them over another, because you, as the adult, you have to instill confidence in your child that you are going to be able to handle shit for them. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do that, that is why they are going to request the other parent.
Yes. Yes. I remember when we were in the hospital after I had Sawyer, I did not change a diaper. Corey didn't let me. Mm-hmm. I would be like, they'd be like, mom, she pooped. And Corey's like, it's me. I've got it. Give her here. I was like, do you want me to? He's like, no, this is the one thing I know that I'm good at. I change adult diapers all the time as a nurse.
Yeah.
I can change a fucking diaper. And I was breastfeeding at that point. So he already felt like I don't get to feed her. Mm-hmm. Let me at least change the diaper. I probably didn't change a diaper until he went back to work.
Yeah.
Like fully was not, except for maybe in the middle of the night because I was getting up to feed her. But other than that, during the day, every diaper was changed for me.
Yeah.
And I think it was because he was like, don't let me get into the habit of not doing it.
Yes.
If that's the case, I don't want to become like, there's a, I was so willing to take on the mom role because I'd done the single mom thing for so long. And he was almost like, please don't do that.
That.
Red flag, making fun or.
Did you just say bread flag?
I might have.
Okay.
Red flag, making fun or joking about the things you love or are passionate
about. Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I'm going to add to that, doing it in front of people who are close to you.
Oh, my God.
Something that triggers me terribly is if I'm in a small group of people and I can tell that the partner is trying to almost like
get me onto their side.
Yeah. Like, am I right? And start talking shit about their partner.
Oh, my God. It's so uncomfortable. Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Like, what do you want me to do in that situation?
I hate it.
Or if you are the person that it's happening to, I'm so uncomfortable because now I feel like, does my friend feel the way that this person does?
Yeah.
Or like, do I need to like play both sides here? Like, it puts you in such an uncomfortable, puts everyone in an uncomfortable position.
I don't understand why people do that. I've been around people that do that and I can't. I'm just like, hey, you can also just let them like things. And I've had ex-boyfriends who did it specifically about the music I listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, again,
niche.
They're musicians and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, there's different types of music. Music is subjective and so is humor, but it's fine. I listen to ass shaking music because I don't want to be sad all the time. I do love music where you feel feelings.
Yes.
But I also don't want to feel feelings all the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just want to
shake my ass,
have a beat that's making me feel. Hey, guess what? My brain doesn't make serotonin the way that most people's brain makes serotonin. It's fucking off. Okay. My dopamine and shit doesn't work like yours does. So guess what? Ass shaking music makes that happen. Yeah. And for me,
it's medicinal ass shaking music.
It is. And if you tell me your music fucking sucks, which I've literally had people say, I want to be like,
great.
Well, then don't listen to it. Get out of my car. Hop out. Seriously, we're on the highway.
Get
Hop out
of my dreams.
Go ahead.
And get out of my car.
Roll out of this bitch. So anyways.
Seriously, barrel roll. Hit the ground.
Get the fuck out of here. I really don't like when people do that. Clothes too. Anytime you're like picking on clothes that they're wearing, it's just like, leave people alone.
Mm-hmm.
Quit it. This was a red flag. I didn't say this, but they said, red flag was he called his mom on our first date.
Woo.
I would say that's one that you could almost say is a red or a green flag. I don't know.
On the date?
What? Oh, yeah.
Answering a call from his mom on the date, maybe green.
That's what I mean. What's
calling her?
Okay. Yeah. It's different. I thought it was just like talking to his mom on the phone. Because if she calls, what are you supposed to ignore mom?
If she calls and you answer.
Why was he calling her?
That's what I'm asking.
That's what I want to know. Hey.
Calling his mom just in general as like the main source of support.
Mm-hmm.
Red flag.
Yeah. That is a red flag.
Especially if the mom doesn't.
Cut the cord.
Well, it's not that you can't talk to your mom because like people always call their
moms.
Well, you
should.
There's
a time and a place.
Yeah. But I also feel as someone who is going to have children, because I'm making an assumption here that we're talking about a man.
Yes.
So as someone who's going to have adult male children, I like to believe that if they called me, I would use that as an opportunity to also speak to the other person to be like, hey, everything okay?
Yeah.
I'm not sucking the farts out of my son's ass. That's all I'm saying. Right. So like if that is almost like a rescue, like a lifeline for them, that to me is a red flag. Because are you calling your mom because she's supportive, or are you calling your mom because you need someone to
get out of this?
Someone to enable your behaviors.
I see. Yeah. Last one. And then we're going to move this over to Patreon. So if you want, we are going to do more of these at patreon.com/ladiesandtangents.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious if you guys agree or disagree with us. Please feel free to leave it in the comments below.
Do it. That's okay.
I don't care.
We're saying right now that we're not these are all opinions. I'm not saying I'm 100% right.
And the way I feel
is, you don't have to be mad about it.
It's a green flag if I'm encouraging you to speak your mind. And even if that is you disagreeing with me.
I agree. And I also think it's a red flag if you hear my opinion and you get immediately defensive and think that I'm talking about you directly.
Get angry.
Because that to me says that maybe there's some self-reflection that needs to happen that you don't want to admit to, maybe. Maybe. Or you're projecting. And there's a filter that's being, my words are coming through yours, mm-hmm. and you're immediately feeling like,
well,
I'm attacking.
Well.
What?
Now I'm going to go back to the parenting thing, because do you feel like...
No, those people do talk to... Okay. We're not talking down on people. Those people, I've literally watched people like that who say, like, if you do this, I think you shouldn't have kids.
Oh, okay.
And you know what I'm saying?
You know how we have to over-explain things?
Yeah.
I could see someone being like, well, you don't like when people... Is that because you know what I mean?
I'm not saying that you shouldn't have dates if you do any of these things. Live your life. These are just my red flags. I probably won't date you.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
You could date anybody who does any of these things. I truly don't care. Because guess what? Your red and green flags probably aren't going to be the same as mine.
However, I think there are some universal ones.
Please
but.
Don't date that guy who wants you to not go anywhere without him. That's abusive. So that is what I'll say for that. The rest of them, I don't care if you like country music.
Or eat a whole jar of pickles.
Fucking do it. And date the person who does it.
Yeah.
That might be your thing. And I'm cool
with
that.
Share a pickle.
Yeah. Anyways.
Last one.
Red flag, not being motivated to want more for your life, whatever that looks like.
I will say I agree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I knew that was going to be one that it could cause controversy. But again, I understand there's a point in like depression and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. However, that is still something that like needs to be worked on.
Well, yeah. And I feel like people are who are in depressive episodes, your goal could just be navigating the depressive episode.
100%.
But we've also said that having mental health issues does not
excuse
behaviors.
Yeah.
You still have a responsibility to not
hurt other people. Totally.
And also people don't have to be with you despite that.
Totally.
Like I know.
Or take care of you.
Right. I know for me, I'm someone who's like, go, 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 go. I am always making goals. I always am like wanting to do more.
Yeah.
I like achieving things. And so I think it would be really, really difficult for me to be with someone who didn't also want to make goals and achieve things.
It reminds me of the Jonah Hill thing with the boundaries where he's like, my boundary is that you need to blah, blah, blah. So if someone was like, my boundary is that you need to stay with me when I'm in this, that's not a boundary. That's, you can't force somebody to want to be with someone if they don't share. That's kind of the whole point of dating.
Right.
It's like sharing similar lifestyles.
You're allowed.
Goals.
I'm allowed to have a preference of a person who is a go, go, go person.
It's less of, it's a preference. It's not a boundary or anything like that, but you are allowed to have a preference in a person.
Right.
And
that might be a red flag to someone. Someone who's like, hey, you are too intense. That's a red flag for me.
Totally.
Dope.
Cool.
Okay. Understood. We move. You know what I mean?
I almost feel like it's kind of like you and I say with our 1 stars and 5 stars.
Yes.
It helps me feel whoever leaves a 1 star, sometimes those 1 star reviews helps as much as the 5 stars because people will read those and be like, oh, actually, I kind of love when they do that shit. I'm going to stick. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, and it filters out the people who maybe wouldn't be like that.
Yeah.
So that's all we're saying. Use your red and green flags to find your people in the world. That's totally fine.
Yeah. All right.
That's it.
That's
all I got.
That's all we have here, guys.
We're going to have more on Patreon, though.
Why do
you.
I feel like that was so, like, intense?
I always feel like that. I felt like that when we did the hot. Because
the hot? Hot takes?
Hot takes.
When we were hot.
Because I think internally it's easy to get offended or, like, feel defensive about shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really feel like that right now. But I kind of feel like because I know myself enough to be like, well, it's just how I am.
Yeah.
You don't have to like it. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
And I hope that people know that if they do, like, do some of these things aside from.
I'm not saying you're a bad person at all.
Right.
I'm not. That's not what I'm saying.
Right. I'm just not going to, like.
Date you, fucking, which I'm married. You don't want me to date you. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's goddamn. Okay. So anyways,
that's illegal.
It is in some states,
I think.
I don't know about in all of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you guys enjoyed this and you want some more, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. And also,
come to our show.
Come to our show.
We're doing them still. We have, I don't know, 12 more?
I think.
At least?
I think.
For now.
So, which fucking, it's a crazy, crazy experience.
It really is. I can't wait. It was literally the most like fun energy in a room that I've ever felt in a very long time. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I can't wait. Talk about being filled like in a room full of people, nothing but positive energy. Mm-hmm. There was nobody there that was like having a bad time. No. I feel like everybody just was so happy and all feeling
friends. Everyone was immediately
everybody
connected.
Everybody felt like they were all friends. Yeah. There was people.
That was okay. A huge green flag, all you guys.
That's what I'm saying. There was somebody there who had too much to drink. Mm-hmm. Totally understands. It happens. Drink responsibly if you can, though. Please get rides if you come to our show. Do not drink and drive. However, they came up on stage with somebody and I was like, oh, is this like your mom? The person was taking care of them. And she was like, no, I just met her here at the show. Like fully okay with,
And she was
so,
making sure she got back to her hotel.
So sweet and amazing. She didn't have to do that. And also, I'm just like, that is all I wanted in a community is people who will look out for each other like that and be like, I get it, girl. I've been there, too. No shame. Mm-hmm. I got you.
Green flags in that room.
So many green flags.
Yeah. We love you guys so much. Thanks for hanging out. And we'll see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.